Greetings. We are the Boss Prophets and the Generals, Dr. Apostles April
and Andrew, and we are here with your weekly supernatural word of empowerment.
We decree by the power of God that what you are about to hear will begin to shift you into
your new season.
Let's listen in closely as the word is already in progress.
Come on. I was talking to one person on prophetic coaching call, and she was talking about, why isn't my job working, and why isn't my, because she has a job where she works at home. It's like an entrepreneurship type thing. And she said, I don't know why I'm not getting clients, and I have no job, and I'm relying on my mama to pay my bills. I said, you are in your 40s, you got a child, and you waiting on your mama to pay your bills? I said, short of a mental disability, do you have a mental disability? No. I said, so what in the world are you waiting on? I said, where have you been pursuing? Right. I've been posting online. I said, so let me ask this question. Do you post on your page only, on your Twitter only, hoping that God's going to send 1,000 people to your page out the blue? Well, yeah, I was posting on my page only. I said, that's exactly why. I said, your passion qualifies you for what you deserve. You only got a passion for your page? God isn't going to send miraculously 1 million people to traffic your page. You got to go out there and get it. You got to go out there and pursue. Go to the marketplaces where they can value your services and market there.
Smart.
Amen.
That's smart. Right. Strategy. But this is what happens in people's lives. This is why we stay stagnant with our dreams. We're say it to ourselves. You're no different. A lot of people on here are no different than that person. You're reciting your dreams to yourself. You're reciting your vision to yourself, but you're not going out there to connect with other people that can make your dream or help your dream become a reality. So what do you think? Just because you say it out loud in your bathroom while you're sitting on the toilet, God's going to magically give you a person to call you, and they're going to tell you, oh, thus said the Lord, I was dreaming, and the Lord gave me these 10 digits and told me to call you and make your dream come to pass. That rarely happens. So unless you really, really are having a mental capacity issue here, and you're really sane and maturing your thought process, you got to go out there and make it happen. KCI would not be worldwide if we would have just stayed in our living room saying, Lord, make us public. Lord, make us on the national level. Lord, make us. He said, I've given you the power to obtain wealth. Learn the internet. Learn how to use social media as a platform. Learn how to engage. If people are not coming to your page, then you go out there and you invite them to be on your page. You go out there and connect. We connect with thousands of people every month because some of you all aren't doing it. Hello, staff. Okay, moving on. So we got to do it. And see, when we give you, understand this, and you can tell it to the other staff that aren't even on the page. When we ask you all to fulfill a quota, understand that we're doing 10 times what we're even asking you to do. Maybe you don't know that. When we ask you to fulfill a quota, we're doing over 10. No, I'm not saying together, individually. So we're doing 10 times on General Andrews and 10 times on General April. We're inviting thousands of people. We're connecting with thousands of people a month. A month. When you all can't even do, what, dozens, hundreds maybe? It's so easy. But we got to do it nonetheless because we recognize that half of you all, if not all of you all, wouldn't even know who we are if we had not connected with you. If we would not have connected with that invited you to KCI. You understand that? The reason why you got got and you got sold on KCI is because we put it out there.
That's right.
Understand Amen. Jesus is a passionate finisher. Amen. This is the biggest thing that I have with people because they talk a good game and they say that they want to be a champion. They want the uncommon life, but they don't finish things. They can begin it. Mm-hmm. I'm talking to people right now that's been working on one silly book for like the last 6 years. I'm like, honey, your book is not that big where it's like 5,000 pages. Your story is unique, but you could have been finished that book. Every time I talk to you, I'm finishing the book. I'm finished. I'm going to work on the book today. I said, even if you wrote a book today, you would have been finished with your book in about 100 days. Even your book could be 100 pages. It don't take 6 years. What's 300? You know, what's what? How many days is in 6 years? Really? If you write in a page a day, that is a long book. And then I would tell you from a marketing standpoint, don't publish the whole thing at once. You need to divide that thing into a series. Nobody's going to read a 3,000-page book. Nobody. Yeah. Nobody.
Amen.
So Jesus was a passionate finisher. You can see John 17:4, where Jesus, he's our supreme example. As a master shepherd, he kept his passion alive through criticism. He kept his passion. That's the one true example you can get from him. He kept his passion alive through criticism, through endless disrespect and hatred. Even when those nearest to him doubted his anointing and assignment, why do you think we are such, like, general, we're not afraid to get in the trenches? You know why? Because if we left it to other people, we would be dismayed because people would quit digging in a second. So we have to do it ourselves, even through criticism. And you've seen the attacks, most of you all, people lying on us, we're doing this, we're all about money, blah, 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 blah. Guess what? We still win it. We still post. And that's what makes them even more angry. That's what we try and tell our proteges. Only let them see you winning. What if we were to respond back on our Facebook page? Even though people talking about us, though they slay me, yeah, well, I trust him. Come on now. That sounds pathetic. That sounds like you're losing. That sounds like you're affected by the enemy. That sounds like the enemy is getting into your emotions. You'll never see a sweat like that. That's why when people come against us, we'll post even more giving. When people come against us, we'll post even more testimonies. When people come against us, we'll post even more flyers because we are winning. We are not losing.
Amen.
Silence your mouth to let the people know how the enemy has gotten one up on you. And some of us fail at that. As soon as the enemy come against you, oh, I just need a hug. Pray for me. My life might be turned off, but I'm trusting God. Everybody knows your woes. Nobody sees you winning, and you wonder why your ministry is not taking off the ground because people don't want to connect to a loser.
Jesus.
Come on.
Yes.
Yes.
That's why I don't feel bad for everybody that's in ministry whose ministry is not taking off, because then I go back, I spend time with your parents, I spend time asking questions, and in my discovery, I see how you posted more losses than wins. Duh, your passion gives you exact access to what you deserve. Your passion isn't to let people know how God is winning in your life. Your passion is to exploit how you have all these type of failures. So, yes, people are not going to connect to you. No, I would not sow into your ministry. You are pathetic, and you can't even pay your own bills. I'm not going to do that.
Come
on. Your ground is not fertile.
Talk about it.
Passion. Create legend. Understand that. Passion creates legends.
You're
not passionate, nobody will remember you. Bam.
Wow.
You're dead.
That's
I'm sorry. Oh, for your loss. And then they go on to McDonald's and order a number 3 large with a Coke.
Come on.
But you have passion. You're consistent with your passion, you will create legends. My mentor, he always talks about how his favorite people in the world is Muhammad Ali. He said he had a wonderful privilege of meeting him many years ago because he found him to be articulate and brilliant, but most of all, passionate. Muhammad Ali, he lived his persuasion every single day.
Wow.
Understand this. You will only be remembered for your obsession.
Wow.
It doesn't, and General Andrew said that. It's not, who cares how you begin? Nobody's going to remember your beginning anyway. It's how you end.
That's right.
You could be a great man of God that has developed schools in Africa, given clean water, fed thousands of people, but if the last thing people know about you is your obsession to have homosexual affairs, guess what? That's what you'll be remembered for.
Wow.
Mm. That's real.
They'll forget that's about real. Everything else. They forgot that they probably even got healed in your ministry. But you will only be remembered for your obsession. And if your obsession gets to be exploited as drugs, alcohol, sex, then that's what you'll be remembered for. Or your obsession can be known for being diligent, always asking and asking questions or obtaining information, reading books. One thing I know about Sister So-and-so, one thing I remember about Brother So-and-so, they were always praying or they were always decreeing. They were supernatural. They read books. He was a great businessman. She was awesome. She had a business savvy like none other. What would people remember you as?
Wow.
Matter of fact, if you're brave enough, here's a challenge. Go around people that know you and just ask them, say, listen, I'm going to ask you a crazy question, but just answer it. The first thing that comes to mind, it don't matter. I'm prepared, even if it's something that may you think hurt my feelings. I want to know. If I die, what do you think I'll be remembered as? How do you remember me as? Some people, you'd be shocked. They're like selfish, bratty, self-centered, lazy.
Wow.
Your friends and family, they'll tell you the truth if you ask.
Sure will.
Right.
But if you imagine, you always eat. That's one thing about you. You just always snacking and eating. Really? That's what I want people to remember me as? Always having food in my mouth? Always talking about
Greedy.
Passion is the invisible volcano hidden inside. It's a invisible volcano. It's just bubbling on the inside, ready to be released. The Old Testament prophet Isaiah was the picture of passion. Even Isaiah 50 and 7, read it on your own. Isaiah 50 and 7, he talked about how, therefore shall I be confounded. Therefore have I set my face like flint, and I know that I shall not be ashamed. He was passionate. He had focus. He made his face like flint. I don't know if you know what flint is. Look it up. May today be the first day of your research. Look up face like flint and understand what that means, and you'll get a better understanding. Passion turns common ministers into uncommon ministers. The apostle was truly an uncommon voice that penetrated the known world in his day. He was passionate like none other. His words still today burn like a branding torch, the one you put on an animal. So he told you, this one thing I do, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Philippians 3:13-14. Completing your assignment on earth will require uncommon passion.
Wow.
I have no doubt in my mind that God has a new mantle and anointing for the new season that you are about to enter into in your life. Your desire should ignite a new burning passion within you that will inspire you to complete your divine assignment in your life, to complete that book that's been sitting there and you got it on Word document saved and you haven't touched it in 3 months. It will give you the passion to go ahead and confront the things that you need to disassociate yourself with in order to obtain what God has for you. It will give you the courage to say goodbye to that no good Negro, to say goodbye to that lazy woman, to say goodbye to those friends that demean you harm and actually don't promote you to greatness. Stop wasting your time with lowlifes. I was talking to a spiritual daughter the other day in another prophetic coaching call, and she was like, what am I doing wrong? Why won't he marry me? I said, explain your situation. The situation was she had a child, and 4 years she'd been hanging on to this man, saying, I'm just hoping, I cry sometimes, I want him to marry me so bad. I said, do you know you've wasted 4 years?
Jesus.
Nobody wants you. And I said, this is something I guess nobody's telling you, so let me be the one. I said, when somebody wants you, they don't waste time, and they will not waste your life. They will say, baby, I want you. I want to take you off the market before somebody else. Be mine. And I gave my testimony. I said, my husband, at that time he was not my husband, when he wanted me, before he asked my name, before he even got my number, the first thing he asked me, his very first question in my whole life since we even knew each other, his first question was, are you married?
Wow.
Most people don't even know my story. They will tell it, but that's the first thing. The very first question, remember I said, questions summon your solution and expose deception. He was working in that anointing. He said, before I waste my time on this lady, before I even care about her name, I'll learn her name later, before I even get her number, I need to know if I'm wasting my time because I want her, but if she's preoccupied or claimed by somebody else, if she's married, I want to let go and I want to, you know, say goodbye.
That's right.
When he found out that I was unattached and that I was not married, he moved very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, okay, now we can move forward. What is your name? What is your number? Let's move forward because you're going to be mine.
Wow.
Amen. Well, he was young. He was still in his 20s. He was young.
Wow.
He was in his late 20s. He was young. He knew what he wanted. And that's why I say don't pay attention. Oh, men, you got to work with them a little bit. You know, men mature a little bit slower than women. That may be true, but that doesn't make them incapable of making a decision.
Amen.
They can be so immature, but they know who they want as a wife. You got to know what you want. Stop hanging around women who are wasting your time. If they're not trying to commit in a relationship, then you got to say goodbye because it's interfering with your passion. What did I tell you? That Sometimes the wrongful relationships can damper, if not even deplete, your passion. You want
That's
to be a
right.
champion. You want to be a champion. You look at the generals and you think, I could do this. This is why so many people fall on their face. This is why so many people fall on their face. They get a little impartation, a measure of our glory, a measure of impartation. They see what we're doing on the outside, and they say, oh, that looks easy. I can do the same. And then they come to us, General Andrew, General Prayer, the Lord is leading me to start my own ministry. I'm going to go ahead and go with the Lord. Thank you so much, but I've only been with you for about 30 days, and I've learned enough. We say, okay, God bless you. We release you into the hands of the Lord, because that's a person that's shallow. That's a person that doesn't understand that the real knowledge is what we do behind closed doors, not what you see on social media.
Amen.
Because
right.
And you fall flat on your face. How many people have left us because they felt through the fire of God, and they felt, ooh, some shakes and some quivers, and they've been able to dream more because of the impartation that we gave them and that the Lord allowed to rest on their life, and now they feel like they can have a worldwide ministry, and now they're somewhere shaking in the corner, rocking back and forth, posting on Facebook saying, pray for me.
My God.
My.
Be a champion. You will not qualify for an uncommon life unless you start really being detailed in your goals, unless you're willing to walk away from desires to protect something that God has given you, unless you're willing to confront some of the things that you've been kind of, like the Bible says, lay aside every weight and sin that easily besets you. Unless you're able to tackle some of your fears and doubts, that will not give you qualification to be a champion. You will not get the breakthrough of land. You will not get the acres of land. You will not through God's power. You can try the kingdom of darkness, sure. He'll be easy to give it to you for a price of your soul.
Jesus.
You won't qualify for it. The devil will tear you up. So we're trying to prepare you to be a leader, and we're trying to get you to understand passion is key for anything. An evil person with passion will do more than a Christian that doesn't have passion. Then we the first one talking about, ooh, we living in the last and evil days. Ooh, devil is running rampant. Ooh, that's why I don't even go to church no more. All these evil people out here. That's because they got passion from somewhere. But you can counteract that if you were ever to get passion, and you can put away, what does the Bible say? One put away 1,000, two put away what?
10,000.
You're more powerful than they are. Your passion from the source of the kingdom of light is definitely 10,000 more times powerful than someone with a passion from the kingdom of darkness. But if we as believers don't even possess 1 ounce of passion, they're going to run ramps and mouths and circles around us. But if we ever have believers that got real passion and stayed passionate, even in the face of criticism, even in the face of somebody not liking your post, even in the face of somebody calling you a witch or warlock, you won't get distracted and you'll keep moving forward. That is someone God can use. That is someone God will raise up to be a general. That is someone he wants to send to Africa. That is someone he wants to give you land and give you provisions. That is someone God wants to bless and even put you on a mantle as an example. That is someone that other people will come and lay gifts at your feet. That is something that people will travel from near and far to sit with you just to learn what's in your mind because you are a person of wisdom. That is someone that God wants to elevate.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Oh, I know.
Yes.
I know. I may not get a whole bunch of, whoo, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. I know I won't get a whole bunch of those because it's rocking the very core of your existence. It's pinching you. It's really allowing conviction to take place because you know without a shadow of doubt your passion has been whimpered. You have not walked away from the thing. Sometimes God is calling you to relocate, to give you the land of milk and honey, everything you keep praying for, but God is saying it's not there. You got to get up. But my mama here. My future husband is here, and we don't want to leave. So God said, you have what you have. Your passion is a clear indication of what you deserve.
Speak the truth, Apostle.
You get the thing you deserve, but if your passion is something else, then that's what you get. That's why I don't feel sorry for everybody and every sad story, because your decisions have laid out the map of the manifestation of that your life is in the current season.
Amen.
Speak the truth, Apostle. My life is what it is. I chose this life. So anything that comes along with it, I have accountability. I said, oops, I did this. If I decide not to exercise for 17 months and then I gain 100 pounds, I can't blame it on nothing else. I'm not going to blame thyroid. I'm going to blame it because I've been lazy.
Amen. Speak the truth, Papa Claude.
If I go and lay hands and there's no power and nobody's getting healed and delivered and no more miracles are happening, I can't blame it on how the devil's attacking me. I got to blame it on how I probably haven't fasted in a year, nor have I even read my word in 2 years. You can't blame the devil for anything. Be accountable. Your passion is exactly what you deserve.
We know this word has truly empowered you for this week.
And if you want to activate this word and manifest this word into your life, visit our website and sow into it. The website is www.kci.world.
That's www.kci.world, not .com, not .org, for we are worldwide, where there is always something supernaturally happening. That is www.kci.world. As always, we are speaking life over you, and we are excited about your
now, your next, and your new season in Jesus' name.
This has been your weekly supernatural word of empowerment from
the Generals.